Track number 12. Touro through the eyes of an artist. Yann de Kermeur is a character also known as l'épervier, French for the sparrowhawk. It's a character created by the graphic artist and cartoonist Patrice Pellerin, one of the rare artists to choose Finistère as their setting. The character of l'épervier is a privateer in the mid-1700s, the heyday of the chateau. It was natural, therefore, that Patrice Pellerin should come to the Château de Touro.
Un ami de Morlaix qui avait un petit voilier, il nous a amené au taureau qu'on connaissait pas, je le connaissais juste en photo.
A friend from Morlaix who had a tiny sailboat brought us to Touro, a place that I'd only seen in photos or read about in stories. We saw it looming up out of the mist, and I have to admit it was pretty magical. There was no noise at all. I'll never forget it. Often our first impressions are the strongest. Inevitably, the artist wanted to get closer to Touro. I really love going to places myself, because it's always interesting and I note down my first impressions. I take photos, but photos only give you one perspective. What you feel is more about your emotions with regard to a particular space. Large, small, narrow, claustrophobic. A place like Touro can be suffocating because it's small with tiny cells, narrow staircases. It smells of damp. These are all things that I note down. Afterwards, I try to get those feelings into my drawings. And of course, he used the chateau, with its sense of mystery and adventure, for an early scene in the 7th volume of L'Épervier, and in the 8th volume too.
J'aime beaucoup aller sur les lieux, parce que je trouve ça très intéressant. Justement,
sometimes I have an idea for a story, but often it's when I see the scene that I can visualize, right, this person's here, he comes in over there. It's like a kid's game, you know, playing with soldiers and acting out their lives. I still get to do it. Occasionally, some of the really important sequences in my series have been created in a matter of minutes, simply by being in the right place, because that inspires your creativity. All my scenarios have been imagined somewhere other than at my drawing table. I have a wandering imagination. I need to move to get my brain working. Afterwards, all the technical and practical stuff, the dialogues, adjusting the order of scenes, that happens in my workshop. A site like Touro, it's practically in its original condition. I've added watchtowers that have disappeared, unblocked battlements. Where possible, I try to find plans and texts from the period. When I have plans next to me, I have all the dimensions. But otherwise, I'll work it out with the tape measure that I put in place when I take my photographs.
J'ai parfois une idée d'histoire, mais la plupart du temps, c'est en voyant le lieu, en voyant la...
On the one hand, the chateau has found its way into the drawings of Patrice Pellerin, and equally, the drawings have found their own way into the chateau, as Patrice Pellerin is responsible for the life-size sketches that you'll come across throughout the structure, characters drawn mostly from his imagination. Except for Madame de Villemorin, of whom I had photos, and Vauban, of whom I have a portrait, they're all drawn from imagination. When you draw soldiers, you give them rather sinister expressions. That must have been the case. These were invalid soldiers, probably toothless. I try not to overdo the realism, though, as it can be a bit off-putting. But I do know that their clothes were patched, and often none too clean. They used to swap them with each other. All these details helped to create what life was like in the chateau at that time. And Patrice Pellerin has never yet seen the Château de Touro in good weather.